Now everyone heard him. "No!" he thundered, in a voice that drowned out all other speech. Sansa was shocked to see the king on his feet, red of face, reeling. He had a goblet of wine in one hand, and he was drunk as a man could be. "You do not tell me what to do, woman," he screamed at Queen Cersei. "I am king here. You understand? I rule here, and if I say that I will fight tomorrow, I will fight." Everyone was staring. Sansa saw Sir Barristan and the king's brother Renly, and the short man who had talked to her so ugly and touched her hair, but no one made a move to interfere. The queen's face was a mask, so bloodless that it might have been sculpted from snow. She rose from the table, gathered her skirts around her, and stormed off in silence, servants trailing behind. Jaime Lannister put a hand on the king's shoulder, but the king shoved him away hard. Lannister stumbled and fell. The king guffawed. "The great knight! I can still knock you in the dirt. Remember that, Kingslayer?" He slapped his chest with his jeweled goblet, splashing wine all over his satin tunic. "Give me my hammer, and not a man in the realm can stand before me." Jaime Lannister rose and brushed himself off. "As you say, Your Grace." His voice was stiff. Lord Renly came forward, smiling. "You've spilled your wine, Robert. Let me fetch you a fresh goblet."